Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Our text for this day is Colossians chapter 1, 21-29. Here again, the last part, where Paul says, "For the sake of his body, that is the church, of which I became a minister according to the stewardship from God that was given to me for you, to make the word of God fully known, the mystery hidden for ages and generations, but now revealed to his saints. To them, God chose to make known how great among the Gentiles are the riches of the glory of the mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Him we proclaim, warning everyone and teaching everyone with all wisdom, that we may present everyone mature in Christ. For this I toil, struggling with all his energy, that he powerfully works within me." For those of you who like mystery movies or books, you know the intrigue, the interest, and the challenge to see if you can unravel the author's mind. Your mind is fed information that twists and turns until, aha, the mystery is solved. Of course, you were held in suspense until you finished the movie or completed the book. Well, God has a mystery which has been hidden for generations. Nobody would have known until the end of time. But now it is revealed to his saints. The effects of this mystery continue to unfold among us so that more and more people might know its riches. The fullness of that mystery is Jesus Christ, and it is no secret. But who are we that God should reveal his mystery to us? Who are we that we should know more fully than those who came before us? Like Abraham and Sarah, meeting with the Lord had made a promise that through his offspring, that is Abraham's, all the nations would be blessed. Such a promise seemed more and more impossible, but Abraham took God at his word and continued on. Abraham attempted and even tried to accomplish God's promise in ways that went against God's order of creation. However, God's word must be true. God comes to Abraham and says again and again, "Sarah, your wife, shall have a son." Abraham was 100 years old. Sarah was 90. It's a mystery how this all happened. And yet, within this mystery is hidden the greater mystery. How would this one son from Abraham and Sarah be a blessing to all nations? It is this mysterious son that is connected with another set of ancient parents, expecting a child. She would be the one, as 1 Timothy chapter 2, 15 says, being saved by childbirth. Her offspring would crush the head of the serpent. Though that serpent would crush his heel. Adam understood this curse that God had said to the serpent as a promise for he and his wife and all who would come after. Adam believed the promise that God spoke in the curse, and so Adam named his wife Eve, because she would become the mother of all the living. These two sets of parents, Adam and Eve, Abraham and Sarah, lived in hope, in faith, in trust, in what God had said, in the one who would come to rescue them, a comforting mystery to them, but a greater reality in the manger that went to the cross and the empty tomb. God has revealed this great mystery in its fullness among his people, that is Jesus Christ, David's son, and yet David's Lord. Today we hear in Luke that this Jesus was present at the house of Mary and Martha. After Jesus' resurrection, Paul gives a whole list in 1 Corinthians 15 to whom Jesus appeared. To Peter, then to the 12. After that, he appeared to more than 500 brothers at the same time. Paul, so confident of Christ's resurrection, that Paul reminds the Corinthians that when he wrote, most of the eyewitnesses were still living. If the Corinthians didn't believe Paul or had doubts, they could go and ask those who had seen the resurrected Christ. God's mystery was revealed to eyewitnesses. Some of these eyewitness accounts were written down and given to us in the Scriptures so that we too would know the mystery. John wrote in his Gospel, "Jesus did many other miraculous signs that are in the disciples' presence, which are not written in this book. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name." Who are we to have this mystery revealed to us? We are the ones who would be lost unless the gospel was revealed to us. We would be lost to hell unless the word gave us faith to believe that mystery is true. Our sins are forgiven by the death and the resurrection of Jesus. Our shame has been removed, though we don't deserve God's rescuing any more than laughing Sarah, impetuous Adam, blamers like Adam and Eve, and yet God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. God chose us to have his mystery revealed in us. Jesus Christ, by his word, came among the Colossians. He came through God's word delivered by Paul. So also the mystery is revealed to us by God's word, preached and proclaimed today. Why among the Colossians? Why is Christ proclaimed among us? Paul writes, the hope of glory, not our glory, but that God is glorified when God's will is done. When Jesus did the will of his Father, his work glorified God. When we do the work of God that God has given to us, we glorify Christ, and so in turn, the Father is glorified as well. It all works in concert. God's glory in Christ is so rich that God takes sinners to accomplish his holy will by declaring such sinners saints. Paul says it this way in Ephesians 2:8 to 10. For as by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not of your own doing. It is a gift of God, not as a result of works, so that no one can boast, for we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God has prepared in advance for us to do, that we should walk in them. You see, there is nothing new under the sun for us to do. There isn't any new good work that we can create to please God. God has told us what pleases him already. We are to believe in Jesus, his only Son, for the work of God is this, that you believe, and to love one another. We find what God has set out for us to do, outlined in the Ten Commandments. And you can summarize all of the commandments with one word, that is love. Not just any kind of love, but the love that looks like God's word, as he spoke in his commands. So Paul writes in Colossians, we proclaim Christ, admonishing and teaching everyone with all wisdom, so that we may present everyone perfect in Christ. When I appear before God as your pastor on the last day, could I say this of you? If there is anything that is imperfect among us, if there is anything that does not match the will of God, if there is any lovelessness among us, we must rid ourselves of it and turn to Christ and the way of his love. That's what repentance is, turning away from the old and turning to the new. That is the righteousness that Christ has given. Loving others is not a mystery. God has revealed this through the Ten Commandments, as I have said, and summarized it in this way. A new commandment I give to you, love one another as I have loved you. Such love is not easy. It requires sacrifice and suffering. It costs Jesus his very life. In accordance with Christ, and so also Paul sacrificed much to bring the gospel to the Gentiles, so also there is a great sacrifice of parents and the church to bring children up to be faithful believers in Christ. Even though we sacrifice much, the fact remains, we have God's love. He has revealed it to us in Jesus Christ. We have been given all that we need before God. Now others need what we have been assured of in Christ Jesus. For without Jesus, they will have nothing. Paul writes in this way in Colossians chapter 3, put on then as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, compassionate hearts, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience, bearing one another. If anyone has a complaint against you, forgiving each other as the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. And above all these, put on love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony, and let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called to one body. And be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another with all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thankfulness in your hearts to God. And whatever you do, in word and deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God, to the Father, through him. Amen. May the peace of God that passes all understanding keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.
For information about our congregation, for service times and schedule, please visit our website at www.standrewlcms.org. Thank you for listening to Sermons Preached at St. Andrew Lutheran Church in West Fargo, North Dakota, a member of the Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod.